Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
God damn it. Let me get it. Let me get it on my own. Stop, Dave.
On my own.
I don't tell.
I saw Carolla telling the story of opening for you, which was so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
From his perspective of telling it was just
it
so
was funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
On his show?
Dude, he's just like, he's like, I want to run this squeaky clean set. And they're like, oh, come in. And he's like, yeah, who's headlining? Just so I know like what the crowd going to be for.
Dry Bar. Dry Bar. And his guy was like, yeah, you're not going to know him.
Because you're not going to know him. It's fine. Then come on in. And he goes, oh, who is it? And then at the last minute, he goes, oh, it's this guy, Louis J. Gomez. He goes, oh man, he goes, this is the dirtiest comedian bringing the dirtiest crowd here for that's just so funny.
Yeah,
I love the Adam Carolla show, and Jason Mayhem Miller is his news guy, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, he just did Bonfire. Jason Mayhem Miller,
he's a terrible broadcaster.
He goes out of the gates like heavy. He calmed down as the show went on and it got good. He was
really good ground game.
But he was fun. He was very fun to have.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah, you know, he was.
I just heard him on other stuff where he's like a little over the top.
He definitely comes in out of a cannon, without a doubt. But it's like after a while, we like kind of like reeled him in. But it did take a minute where you were like, but he's also like doing a broadcast of the comics, and he gets like, he said it like on the commercial even. He was like, I'm so worried about keeping up with you guys that I go. But he, what's funny is like he was in town, him and his chick. He's now gotten into like the toy buying and selling business. So he's like into like he was here for like the Javits Center like
convention.
Hello Kitty fair. Him and his chick, they buy and sell toys. What a weird market to get into.
It is.
I wish I had the time over to explore, like what do they call that? What kind of income? Just like passive income. Yeah, just for some kind of thing like, oh yeah, and I make this shirt that everybody loves. Like,
yeah,
this one shirt. Yeah,
that's what I was trying to do with this coffee, but it's not passive income at all. It is taking up my entire fucking life. It's kind of a nightmare. I have a fucking,
it's taking all of my income.
I have all of my income. Dude, I've made nothing, and my entire life is being a chemist now.
I want to go out back at Lewis's house. He's got stacks of bags of beans.
Lewis screwed up and he's making passive aggressive income.
Oh shit, I fucked up. I'm making passive aggressive income.
I made $500.
No, whatever, it's fine. That'll probably pay all your bills. Sure.
Oh yeah, that ought to keep the lights on.
Are we on?
We're so on.
Are we in the podcast?
We've been in it.
Did you guys, catch my passive aggressive income joke? Because I'm really proud of that. Did you? Okay, there we go.
Nice. Dude, this thing made the hits.
Nice.
All right, guys, I'm going to take off on that. You guys enjoy the rest
Dave
of the
walking
guys
up, killed it. Dave walking up to my house today was so funny to me. Like, it was just
I get it. I get why it would be. So basically, they're doing construction on this block. So I took him over and I was like, he was like, oh, shoot, the streets closed. I was like, I'll just get out here. I'm literally right around the corner. And so I get out, but just from Lewis's perspective, just me walking up to his house.
Dave walking, it's a bizarre thing.
You know, you knew he was coming, it seems like he's surprising you. Dave?
Dave was doing It Follows to me. Did you see It Follows?
Oh, yeah.
I liked it. It was actually the first movie that just saw it. The first movie that scared me in...
Why? Because it's evil AIDS.
Yeah, it's STD. It's STD demons.
It's STD demons.
STD demons.
You know what's funny is it's funny you just saw that. I've referenced that. It's one of my like call it whatever go to like audience things.
Yeah.
Like, as if I say to somebody like if it's somebody who seems like they shouldn't be at the show.
Yeah.
I go, is this pretty girl by herself? And she'll be like, yeah. And you know, no one else is talking. You say that. I go, you came to this show by yourself. Do you know what the show was? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, is there even a, do you guys think I'm just
can
talking to an empty chair?
See her?
Yeah, I'm like, is this my It Follows?
I dug the movie. So Dave, it's
she's long legs. That's the girl who was in the
I never
movie
saw Long Legs.
Also good. Problem is, it's one of those ones. I don't know why. This happens with horror a lot. A horror comes out that's like not terribly shitty, and they go, this might be one of the greatest movies of all time. And you watch, it's like, it was fine.
Yeah, somebody brought up It Follows, or no, Long Legs. Oh, Josh Adam Myers brought up Long Legs.
He's watched it like 20 times.
Well, we were having a conversation about another movie, and then he kept on just trying to fucking get it into the conversation.
I'll tell you what was really funny, though, that made me laugh. I know you haven't seen the movie, but have you seen like the guy? You seen like what Nick Cage looks like in the movie? It's kind of been like out there.
No.
But like he's like an old, like he's like an 80s rocker guy who got a bunch of plastic surgeries. They're all fucked up looking. Oh yeah, he'll show it to you. But Josh, when Josh hits a rhythm, he really hits it. And we went to go see Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. And everywhere he looked, just left and right, there was just somebody who looked like Long Legs. He was going, Long Legs. Well, Long Legs.
Is that Sheba Mason?
Long Legs. Oh, poor Sheba Mason.
What a reference.
She reached out to me. She texted me for the first time in 20 years, not long ago, and was like, hey, when you're in Florida, can I do guest spots and your thing? I just ignored it.
Yeah.
But it was just like, you could have told me she was dead. I had no idea that she was still around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not true. During COVID, Soul Joel and Sheba Mason during COVID somehow made their entire careers like tracked because she had a show that was running still.
Oh yeah,
during COVID, so Dave Attell would go to it.
Ooh,
so it gave it like this kind of backing. And then Soul Joel, fucking that cunt.
Yeah, you hate him.
I don't hate him. I just think he's a twat.
I mean, you just called him publicly a cunt and a twat on our very large podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a cunt twat.
And then I tried to get you to do a Legion of Skanks there, and you were like, definitely not. No. I hate him.
No, I didn't say I hate him.
No, you don't hate him.
I don't hate him, but I mean, like, I just think he's like a shark. He's just like a worm, and like, he just showed it to me too much.
But they all are worms.
I know. He showed it to me too much.
He canceled that chick Leonardo Joni's show, the girl that was fucking with Ian, and then I guess he got like pressure, which... Like, what? Say what you want about Leonardo. Like, I don't feel any way about Leonardo. Like, she's fine. Actually, I kind of like her in the interactions that I've had with her. She just went after my boy, and I'm fucking. I'm getting my boys back every time.
I've seen clips of her that I thought were very funny and stuff. Like that. Nothing against her.
I know of her because of all this like controversy she's in, but I don't know like anything about her comedy. I watched the pinned thing. Was that on her? Because I went to the Twitter to find out what the Ian thing
was. Well, her Twitter's now been hacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so people are just like trying to fucking sell computers like they did to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's not even hacked. Like, hacked is the wrong way to put it. You give your password to a stranger when they send you a dumb email.
Yeah, and then you get hacked.
My fucking... because I have Experian, which is like a credit rating thing, mm-hmm. and like they track all your like online activity. My social security
That's
number...
That's the best one, by the
my
way.
My social security number is on the dark web.
For sure.
100%. I get a notification every day. They're like, hey, just so you know. I know. What am I supposed to do?
Shouldn't have bought all those kids.
There's nothing to do. They just want you to have anxiety in life. It's like, just so you know. It's like having It Follows.
Is Experian one of those companies like Rocket Money? Like, I keep wanting to sign up for these things. And I don't know why I'm more afraid. It's like going to find out if you have AIDS. Do you know what I mean? Like, once you find out, it goes down. I'm sure in my mind, because I want to go to those ones that tells you about your subscriptions. And I'm like, I'm so afraid to find out that I'm still paying for like Bang Bros from like 2002. And also more than that, I definitely have 3 Netflixes.
Do you know what I'm paying for? I'm paying for, did I tell you guys this? Something called Cerebrum IQ.
Is that real?
$30 a week.
Whoa.
$30 a week, and I'm paying for it, and I try to cancel, and it's like
and
a scam.
It turns out that's the IQ
test. That is the IQ
test.
I'm a moron.
You failed. You're too stupid to cancel.
Dude, I did. So they got me. It was an Instagram ad, and I start clicking through. Like they're like, "Yo, you want to do this IQ test?" I'm like, "I'd love to know
of
my IQ."
Of course I do. I'm a genius. Of course I'm going to take an IQ test.
Give me a credit card number. I don't know if you're a genius or not. Bargain.
Do numbers even go high enough to give me my IQ?
So I did the IQ test, and I found out that I am of average IQ, which is nice. I'm just of average IQ. I thought the number was pretty high, and it turns out I'm just right in the average for...
Oh my God, I got a 100! Perfect IQ!
Have we never tried IQ tests on the show to see who's the smartest officially?
I think we've talked about
I
it
I think
before.
You know what it is? It wouldn't work for... We can do it and then bring the results.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just going to be
no,
us,
a real
like,
ones, like, takes a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, real ones, I think you got to go to a person and do like a fucking 90-minute thing.
This was like a 30 or 40 minute.
I don't think any of those online things are like real IQ tests.
I think it was pretty accurate because it was very long and it was a lot of like...
people must be smart, Dave. They charge $30 a month. They got $30 a week from Lewis for $30 the past a week. Years.
And then,
well, a week
for
is
only
nuts.
$1,500 a year, you can find out your IQ online.
Well, here's the thing. So they go, oh, do you want your... You do the whole IQ test. I'm like, all right, and finish. They go, now for the results, you have to pay $2. You're like, $2? Then I'm like, oh. I was like, fine, I guess it's just $2. Who gives a shit?
It is funny where scam comes into your mind at all. Because like right when they ask for any kind of money, the one I'm
just spent 40 minutes doing an IQ test. I can't not get the results for $2.
The one I'm getting hit with now constantly is someone telling me they're DMs and they make it to like regular. It doesn't go to junk.
Yeah.
And it'll say like
we're going to cancel your...
No. It's more like it's trying to get you to just do a click on something, but they play to me. Maybe they see fat in my pictures, but they're like, my friend thinks you're really cute. Like, message her over in her thing. She's afraid to reach out. Message her at this. And yeah. If you click it, it's something fucked up. And then it's always just some kind of like, where it's like, hey, I had to message you from this account because my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you want to look at my pictures.
That's what Cerebrum IQ did to me. It's like, hey, just saying out, my boyfriend's watching. My boyfriend's watching, so you might want to click right here.
Just, if you know your IQ, high IQs get me super wet. Ooh, for just $2, you can find out if I'm going to soak the sheets.
So then I pay the $2, and I was like, all right. And then they give me my results, and I was like, oh, I'm of average IQ. That's great.
You paid $1,592.
But I didn't read anything beyond that. Like, my assumption is in the fucking thing, it's like, oh, just so you know, after this $2, it's going to go to $30 a week. To what? To retest everything? What's the point of it?
It's like it goes... Dude, you had a pretty stupid week.
Dude,
you were dumb as balls this week.
But then I went on the website. I logged in. They're like, yeah, your login doesn't work. And I'm like, no, that's the only login I would have. And they won't. There's no contacting them. You chatbot with them, and you're like, oh, they're like, what email address is it under? Type in your email address. They're like, we don't have a record of you. And then I went online and saw that it is just straight up a scam, and this is what they do, and they never let you log back in. So I have to cancel my fucking ATM card now to... And I don't think the bank goes no. Like you.
But is there a little part of you that was like, when you're like, this thing is a scam, it's not a real company, you were like, I knew I didn't have average intelligence.
Well, buddy, it sounds like if anybody needed this service, it's you.
But here's the thing. Now I'm going on the road for 10 days. I know that they're getting me for at least another $60.
Jesus
Christ.
Because
I can't go to the bank and deal with that right now. But luckily,
a man with a higher IQ could have figured it out.
It's too much. It's too much work. I'd rather pay $30 a week for the rest of my life than go to the bank.
Dude, I'd rather pay $30 a week for the rest of my life
than
sit on the phone for possibly 45 minutes.
Oh my God, dude.
I mean, I can't explain, and I know all three of us are the same in this way, how torturous like a 45 minute with the bank or with an insurance company or with the credit card company
with your
phone
son,
call
with my children.
And when they tell you they're going to call you back, when they tell you they'll call you back, then you just live the rest of your day in sheer panic that you're going to miss it. And you will.
Well, there's certain companies you call them and you're like, they're like, if you'd like, we'll give you a call back. Just, you know, press one and this is your number. And you're like, cool. And then you go to other companies and they just don't offer that. And I'm like, I know the technology exists. Why am I on fucking hold with the IRS for a full hour?
Because we were going to get that technology, but it was $30 a week. You know? Also, it was a crazy price to pay.
Also, what's funny is when they do the callback thing, how many times I fucked up this, like, it's a 3-hour wait, but we'll call you back like later. If then you go, yeah, I'll take the call back. And then it's hours later and I get a number and I go, the fuck is that? I don't know that number. Yeah. Then you get a message like, we tried, idiot.
Dude, my life is yo-yoing like that regularly. There's like 10 things in my life that are regularly. I just got a thing from a text message being like, yeah, you have a medical bill in collections for like $120. It's not even a big fucking, it's not even a big bill at all. I just kept on putting it off. And luckily, medical shit doesn't fuck with your credit. But I finally, yesterday, they were like, yeah, you're in collections on this $120 like lab results thing.
I would have so much if I wasn't married and my wife wasn't like organized. I would have so many bills that I were just nothing that I just didn't pay.
Well, that's like making so many, me emotional. That I have nobody to help me.
Well,
with
there
my
is
bills.
There is a good thing to Christine because she will sort out because I have not. We got this a new car, and we don't have Easy Pass yet. But I have
that's a pain in the ass.
But I have
too.
Instinctually,
Easy Pass is a nightmare.
But I have instinctually just keep going through Easy Pass, and it says toll unpaid go.
Yeah, you spend way more money.
I have a temporary plate. I just moved, so I don't know if the address is right. And all I'm thinking, I'm like, this is going to become a 10-year problem in my life. This next week, I'm waiting for my Easy Pass to come. And all I want to know is, how can I pay? And there's some system, you can go online or there's something to call or look it up. And I go, if Christine doesn't figure that out, dude, this car is going to get booted in the first month I've had it. Dude,
it's insane the monopoly that EasyPass has, how much you need EasyPass and how difficult they make it.
Imagine going through the non-EasyPass lane, pulling out dollars and change.
Yeah. You live 15 minutes from me. There was a toll that I paid here that I just went through, toll unpaid.
Yeah.
But the reason I was even thinking when I was going, one was like, you know, cash, coins only, 85 cents. And I was like, Christine, get on the phone. I just like drive through the Easy Pass. Well,
I had a credit card attached to my Easy Pass, just like, but it's a credit card that I use for all business stuff, and it got maxed out because fucking my ad chick was just putting tons and tons of ads out. I just wasn't paying attention. I was like, and it's a small credit, like $6,000, whatever the limit. And if you fail once, like if they don't try to retry it, they don't do anything. They go, cool, your Easy Pass is done now. So then I was like going through the tolls and I was like, cool, I'm paid. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Then I call, I'm on phone, and the Easy Pass hold music, it's designed to make you want to kill yourself.
They hate you.
They used to. I'm on hold forever. Finally get a person on the phone and they're like, yeah, you need your PIN code. And I was like,
the irony of the lack of inconvenience you need to have the convenience of Easy Pass.
It's like, but why?
It is a monopoly. And it's not only it's a monopoly. It's local. I know. I think you can use it. It does stop somewhere because Florida's SunPass and California's a different thing. Like, it's not Easy Pass all across the country, which is wacky.
Yeah, it's a wild. It's a wild thing. So then finally, eventually, I got a person on that walked me through the website and had to like reset my password. But it's not. You need like your PIN. You need all of these other questions that like. They really make it fucking difficult because they know all the fees. The amount of people that'll let fees go, that's Cerebrum IQ. Their entire fucking business model is like there's guys that won't. There's guys that just won't cancel it for weeks and weeks and weeks or months.
Can I tell you?
Six months. Like, hey, look up Cerebrum IQ. Look up the scam. Type in Cerebrum IQ scam.
You know why you're doing this? Let me tell you, it's a very liberating, fun thing to do. It takes a little bit, but when my email hits numbers on that little bubble that seem ridiculous, the 9,000s and whatnot, mm-hmm. I'll do a bunch of clearing outs. But the first thing I do is go through the first few pages and click everything that I just skim past every day, Macy's, whatever dumb newsletters you've signed up for. Unsubscribing to those is so liberating.
Yeah.
But how hard they make that, you have to scroll down like the whole thing and it's always in a paragraph and it's highlighted tiny. Like,
yeah.
That's the system is like, it's all to fuck you somehow.
It's all, they make it difficult to get out of any of these things. Let's see.
If the process is in their mind, like no one's going to click and go, oh, Macy's just emailed me that they're having a sale on housewares. It's not that. I think they're doing it all for the fact that you just see the word, it just says Macy's on the email.
Well, I think probably just getting your data. They probably sell your data. They do all types of weird shit.
They sold my data? He's dead though. This might as well be me. Yeah, I want to take an IQ test online, so I found the sponsor site called Cerebrum IQ on Google and decided to go for it. Asked me a credit card for send for a subscription that I could cancel at any time. So like a dumbass, I put my card in front and tried to cancel. And there's just no cancellation. Automated bot kept on sending me emails without any form of receipt. Oh, it's infuriating. And they give you a phone number, and it's not even a real phone number. It's just like 111-111-111.
They just give you like it's the movies in the 90s. They go, oh, you have a problem? Call 555-1234.
How can I get my money back? Look, somebody, some dumbass in Europe did it too.
Yeah.
I went for 99 euros, which was okay. Oh, I'm sorry. A dollar, basically, and then was charged 45. I use PayPal. I'm still waiting for a response. What can I do?
I wish I used PayPal. I use my fucking bank card. But system. I just double-clicked on my iPhone. Difference?
Be warned of new website. Damn it, they got you, Lewis.
They really got me, dude.
But it seems like mostly it's
and
Europe.
It's not even like our fans control them into fucking being better. They don't care. They're not human.
No, this is what we do.
They love it.
Yeah, just eat shit. And also the positive reviews are false. Oh, okay, so they have fake reviews.
It's such a good scam that I want to open up my own Cerebrum IQ scam for other people. I mean, I contacted Instagram because it was an Instagram ad, and I was like, this is like, I tried to report it, and they came back. They were like, yeah, this page is fine. You can't report it.
Dude, what if Lewis's TV just shuts off now? Start the test, please. I'd like to try and see what I got.
Start the certified test. You get 25 questions in growing difficulty.
Mike, use my Apple Pay.
Look at it.
Oh, man. I mean, come on. This is easy, dude.
It gets more difficult. It gets way more difficult. I think you have the wrong answer already, Mike. Jesus Christ.
No, it was the top left.
Was it?
Yes, for sure. This is easy, dude. Got it. No prob. Bottom left.
Right. I'd say bottom right on that now.
You guys are all retarded.
I was wrong.
Well, we didn't pay for it, Lewis.
I was wrong there.
Guys, we're going to spend time doing this, and you're going to get to the end, and we're like, we've got to get the results. We have to do a combined IQ score.
I'm not just going to sit here and not get the results.
It's a brilliant twist, though, to let you do the test and then pay for it.
I was in an airport like with a delayed flight, and I was like, I'll kill some time by figuring out how smart I am. God damn it, I'm stupid.
Oh, no, you're right, Alex. It's right there.
All right, we don't have to do this, guys.
All of it. I need to do all of it.
It's a 45-minute test.
I got it, though. Not for this guy.
Just click right through.
Please give them my money.
I just feel like they should make it easy to do an IQ test online.
But does that thing you have, what'd you say, the money service?
Experian.
Did they do the... like how many subscriptions you have thing?
I don't think so. Maybe there's a bunch of stuff. I just check my credit score.
I just have to give like old emails and stuff. That's what's funny is like you'll still pay for shit that I got like on my Hotmail and AOL account. You just never get rid of.
Yeah. What I did recently was I canceled all my credit cards and said they were all stolen and then got new ones. Like everything, literally every single one. And then I had to re-sign up for everything. It was a really big inconvenience for like a month of me having to put my credit card information into everything. But now I'm dumb. So a year has passed and I have a bunch of subscriptions that I don't remember.
I don't remember signing up for child support.
I was paying for a car wash membership. $20 a month to get your car washed unlimited amount of times. I was like, that's a great deal. I use it twice. I was like, it rains. You can wash your fucking car that much? It's crazy.
God washes
Soaring it. Soaring car wash. Those cocksuckers got me for maybe 3 years. And I used it twice. Went there. And it wasn't even that close to me.
I went there, but it's also, you go through with the car, old school.
Yeah.
And then you have to vacuum it yourself.
No, not the thing that I got.
No.
The thing that I got, there was little Mexicans that were...
having a hard time finding a car wash that's not... Now you do the rest.
No, I can give you a couple.
Thank you.
Jay's living a suburban life now.
You know that a suburban life.
Also, your truck is so large that it's a full-time job to clean it.
We had a Gas Digital crew slumber party last night.
Ooh, how was it?
Erotic.
You guys play Spin the Bottle?
Yes. We did that game where we pass an orange from our necks to each other.
Isn't that such a funny thing, like little kids? It's like little kids who just like... just want to fuck, but aren't ready to fuck yet. So they're just kind of like, let's just do the most sexually suggestive game.
The one time I did the orange game, it was, I mean, like, I might as well have just gotten jerked off. I was so excited about it.
So turned on.
Man, you were so close to this chick.
Yeah. Me and my just guy friends used to do it with a banana mouth to mouth.
Yeah, I think that game, the idea of that game was it was always guy to girl.
Yeah.
We used to do it with a card. You suck and blow. So you suck on the card, then you fucking give to your dude, like, whoops.
We weren't little degenerates, dude. We were just fucking neck passing an orange.
Yeah, my son's at that age now. I was talking to Beatrice about it. I was like, because he's like talking to a girl on the phone now.
What grade is he in again?
He's in sixth, but he's 12. He could be in seventh. He could have started a year earlier.
Fifth grade playing Spin the Bottle. Where just about, I think the girls were willing to kiss like 20% of the guys in the group. So 80% of it was just spinning the bottle and then a girl going, no. And I got no.
I told you.
I got no
twice.
Dude,
we played Truth or Dare. I had a girl that I was dating named Crystal. And, you know, when you say dating, I was in the seventh grade or eighth grade. Like, she just agreed to be my girlfriend.
She was everything to you.
She was genuine trash. Everyone in West Africa is just the trashiest people. And we're playing Truth or Dare. And then I think I dared her to make out with my friend James Saccone. And they did it. And I was like, all right, cool. And then he dared her to make out with me. And she was my girlfriend. And she was like, no. My girlfriend.
She's like, yeah, but I'm not a whore. James, do you think James could jump ahead a grade? He's a pretty smart kid.
Probably. He's in like eighth
grade. You know, don't answer that. This may be a question for Cerebrum IQ. Let's get him signed up.
No, he could. He's in advanced math. He's in eighth grade math.
I was only just asking it so I can get to that Cerebrum joke.
Never mind.
You don't have to move
him
forward.
He's not smart. Fuck him.
Let him have fun.
No. We would. But he's at an age now. He's going to seventh grade next year. It's like, that's my first kiss.
Yeah, me too.
Was seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Janine McIntyre.
First girl kiss.
And that was the same girl that showed up to my Just for Laughs audition with a bunch of her black friends and started heckling all the other comics.
Oh yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. Shout out to Mia McIntyre. She's still out there. What's up, girl? I remember that first kiss.
Fuck.
She's got a little black
kiss. Sucks so much that we can't tell the thing.
What thing?
That happened at the stand the other week.
Yeah, we might as well not. It's like fucking...
Do I know about this?
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's summoning...
I called you. We had a good old laugh at it.
It's summoning Bloody...
Oh, God.
It's like summoning Bloody Mary.
It is.
Dude, yeah. It is. Tell myself, go to the bathroom and say, Wayne.
It was Drunken Wayne. It was in, it's over, but God, dude, I mean, the story... Because I heard from Harari, like, the story, and it's like, it's even slightly just better, just knowing, like, the deets. But we have a Springtown Olympics to get to.
Is that what we're doing today? Oh, that's right. Yeah. We are. I completely forgot that that's what we're doing. I was like, why didn't we come up with any notes for the show? What happened here? First of all, I'm also... curtain pull. We started a Legion of Skanks...
Full curtain pull?
Full curtain pull.
Give him a full curtain pull, dude.
I just put these underwear on for the show. I was outside. I got Jay to touch my thigh. I was like, go up a little bit. I had no underwear on. I was going to have Jay literally stroke my cock and balls.
I didn't get the joke until two thigh touches, by the way.
I was like, no, I was like, go
never
up a little
got
further.
To the dick, but I was like, I just thought he wanted me to feel his thighs.
Yeah.
None of it seemed far off. None of it seemed like a crazy question.
But I'm the only person so far that has sent anything to the Legion of Skanks group text message.
For the Friday Night Hang one?
For stories, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. I forgot we started a separate thing.
Yeah. So maybe you guys could chime in with some ideas.
I sent something.
What'd you send?
Check the text thread.
I'm checking.
I sent something.
He gave a thumbs up.
Oh, damn. This is an IQ question. I'm checking. Dave didn't send anything.
Look, if you give Dave $2 a week.
Dave just texted hi.
I'm here.
There he is.
Yeah.
Well, he's good then. Never mind. He's good.
But I will say that while we're here, we should pull up LeBron's feet. Have you seen LeBron's feet?
LeBron James?
Yeah, I did see this. That's what you said, right?
He has been running on him for a long time.
Huh?
But there's no way.
Yeah, it just feels like this is something where it's like, you feel like with his money, there's a way to prevent this from happening.
Yeah, I mean, look at this fucking janky ass toe.
What the fuck? Where?
His pinky toe.
Wait, hold on. I got to count him up. How many we got there?
He's got all five, but they're just in unique places.
That little pinky went wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Yeah. It looks like one little piggy's trying to climb over the rest of the piggies to get to that giant piggy on the other side.
Why is the second one taking a piggyback ride on the big toe? Man. Yeah, that one's obviously the biggest problem.
That one's at the market.
You'd think...
We're going to keep on going with this joke.
You think King James would just have some... What's really funny is it looks like he has manicured toenails.
I think he has had like foot surgeries and shit. Like he's had like major issues with his feet specifically.
I like that his third and fourth toe are like, we're being cool. I don't know what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, even you could even argue the big toe's doing his job.
Well, it's a little pointed in. It's a little hammery.
The big toe's low.
Well, he's got that... And I'm not going to lie to you. When they say black people have an extra bone in their ankle, it's not in their ankle.
It's
a lot of them have a fucking elbow in their big toe. I've only seen that on black people, but I've seen it on several black people. where there's like an actual bend in the toe, like where it goes in.
But this is literally from him like doing fast breaks and fucking other terms that basketball players would do.
There you go, bro.
He did fast breaks. He definitely did do fast breaks.
He used to always do fast breaks.
And like pivoting?
Yep.
A lot of pivoting.
A lot of pivoting. You're running that way and then having to fucking go back that way real quick, which is literally my worst. Dude, if I have to, when I jog, I'm jogging so slow and my timer will go off and I'll jog back to like the same. So let's say I'm doing a 30 minute jog.
Your turn is an issue?
Dude, my turn, it's like I take a long, wide turn for so long. It's not like there's no pivot. It's like literally I go, like the same way if you have, you have a big truck now, it's like you have to do a wide turn. So you can't really
whoa, 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 whoa. Right. You gotta go like a sport bike. You like turn almost on your, like, you hug the curb.
Dude, there's no like pivoting. There's no like, I literally go in a very wide circle and I turn back around. And that's when I come back. There's never a fucking like.
So, yes, you're right. He stops, they would call that on a dime. That's why his feet may be fucked up. Your feet are fine because you take wide turns. You take wide angles.
Very wide angle.
LeBron James, a lot of start stop. I mean, what's so funny about that is like the nature of like one of the most like forever used basketball training things is suicides, which I mean,
yep.
Suicide run. You ever do those, Lewis? Even just like
in
school?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you go to the line, then back.
Talk about someone's fucking whacking your feet out. That's crazy. Like a hard stop every couple feet.
It's making my knees hurt thinking about it.
Dude, suicides are wacky. Rough. I mean, in basketball practice, we used to do so many of them, dude. It's fucking brutal.
And then some coaches would do like, if you were like the last like few people on suicides, then you had to like run the bleachers.
That's his feet. No, that's not his foot.
That's not LeBron
James. That's Black Jake.
I'll tell you what.
That's Jake's girlfriend's foot.
Whoever that is, I mean, they're in the Dallas Mavericks locker room, it appears.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
That was LeBron.
No.
That was the same shape of toes.
Let me see. But then he had fungus at the time? Like,
maybe.
Ew. That's Cristiano Ronaldo. That is ridiculous. I mean, how are you rich and you let your feet get that, like, we kind of talked about it with teeth recently, right? With like Snoop Dogg, he's got all those funky teeth.
Does he?
You're like, bro, you're fucking rich.
Will Ferrell never fixed. Will Ferrell's teeth are crazy.
Yeah. Oh, those fucking veins though. That veinage.
Yeah, LeBron James' toes are whacked out.
I feel like LeBron's is an issue where he's like, he can't get foot surgery because he'd have to stop playing basketball in order to...
It might be 3 months out or something
that. I don't know how long the basketball season is.
He's fucking 40.
Isn't he still like the best?
He's still really good.
He's probably, pound for pound, I think the best player in the league still. It's debatable, but... is insane for how good he is for 40.
How good he is for 40
years
old.
No one's ever been.
Insane.
There's literally never been a player at 40 who was anything even close to. Even Jordan at 40 when he came back for the Wizards was like, he wasn't Jordan anymore. He'd have like games where he was good.
What he's done for his son is so ill thought out.
It's fucked up.
I don't know. I don't know why he did this. I don't know why he put his son in the situation, unwinnable situation that it's like.
Well,
you know,
it's like what do you do?
So
it's the ultimate flex, essentially. He made them draft his son and break. He's like the first like father dad to play together in the NBA.
Father son, yeah.
Because he's so been playing for so long. The thing is, his son isn't nearly good enough to make an NBA team, and so now everybody knows him as the guy who's literally only in the league because your dad was powerful enough to flex, which is crazy.
And when
no
he comes in, like he's just, I think in college, like he played a year or two in college, and he averaged like 5 points a game. He wasn't good.
He's like, he could play in the developmental league and not be at the top of the developmental league. No. Like he's like just not good.
Like that would have made sense for his name, but he's playing on the fucking Lakers. And what's funny is like now, so it is a sweet concept, but he didn't think this far ahead because you saw that video, right? Of like, was it Stephen A. Smith? Stephen A. Smith, like, you know, he's a newscaster. It's basically, it's Sam Tripoli catching Red Bar. What happens? So, do you see that? So like LeBron James is like in on the sideline. He fucking is like yelling, like cursing him out because for talking to us about his son. And it's like, buddy, your son's a basketball player, and I'm a sports analyst. Like,
Yeah, I'm going to talk about
what he's doing.
That's what I said about Red Bar. I was like, yeah, Red Bar is a podcaster and he likes to attack retarded children and let him do it.
You're going to tell him not to? Take that away from him.
Let the man cook.
Listen, man, everybody's got to do their thing. No, but that's what he said. It is. It is what it is. You know, the Red Bars and those are the sports center of like comedy and the shit we do. But I mean,
well, they're kind of right. In both cases, they're kind of right. It's just like you do a public thing. You know, like it'd be one thing if you did, if you were just a regular person and someone was doing content about you, that'd be insane.
Yeah.
But if you're in the public eye at all, that's the price tag of it. People could say what they want to say.
Which
about
is also
you.
A pretty worthwhile price tag. It's like
being paid
it's
a couple. You're also being paid a couple million dollars when you shouldn't be on an LeBron James professional was, team. So it's like I understand people. People are going to talk about
and
that.
And I love how Markieff Morris is just there.
Yeah.
Now, what's more humiliating, Stephen A. Smith getting talked down to, getting scolded by LeBron James, or Tracy Morgan just casually puking on the side of the Knicks game? That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
That's crazy. By the way, he just the pictures and the videos look, it's funny because the way he's just leaning looks like he never even thought about the idea of, let me see if I can get out of here and make it to like the tunnel so people don't see. He just had a real acceptance like,
he was food poisoning, right?
That's what he says.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he went to the hospital. So if he was just drunk, I think he would have just.
I don't even know if it was drunk. I mean, I don't know what his like health is.
When's the last time you puked in public?
In public?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. It's definitely happened.
Public.
Alex pukes in public regularly. Alex has puke in public vibes.
Dude, I had a really bad...
Goes, well, when you're bulimic, you pretty much puke where you puke.
I had the worst puke in public ever on Mother's Day last year on a flight home from visiting my parents. I got the worst food...
Hospital bag.
I think it was a virus. Like, it lasted like 3 days. But on the it started on the flight, and I was violently puking. Like my eyes were like
on
water
the, on the flight.
On the flight, packed.
Wait,
flight.
Wait, in the bathroom or in the bag?
Packed flight. I was so nauseous I couldn't even stand up, and I needed like I had a bag, and I was.
I would get up and I would open the exit door. I would be
I'd walk
so
you
mad.
Over. Let's get you to the bathroom, sweetheart. Everybody hold on. Get off my plane.
Dude, I couldn't deal with somebody puking on my
get
plane.
Get the hell off my
the
plane.
The smell of somebody's puke, it's making me sick right now.
It was so violent that I couldn't keep it in the bag. It was getting on me, and Mike was in the middle seat with the crying baby.
Oh, Jesus.
We were a fucking nightmare. It was the worst.
That sounds horrible.
It was the worst ever.
That is real. That sounds really
bad. It would make me so mad if I was on that aisle seat watching this fucking skinny bitch puke and fucking Mike holding a crying baby. I was like, you guys are the worst flight people ever. Couldn't even deal with it.
Years ago, it was probably 10 years ago when we first became friends with Sal Volcano. This isn't me. This is Christine did this. But we were like very new friends. And he was like, oh, let's go to this concert by my place in Staten Island. So we went out there, and Christine and I we split an OxyContin pill, and that, you know, that's like any opiate, like.
During our OxyContin era.
Yeah, during the Oxy era.
Yeah, we had the Oxy era. That was good. That was a good time. We were all just very chill.
Fun Sundays. Very fun
very
Sundays.
Very chill time.
A lot of long
Oxy
pauses on the podcast, yeah, if I remember.
Dude, we had a full
I never did, it on the show.
6 month Oxy. Oh, I did.
On the show you did?
I did everything you could do on the show.
Okay.
I never was a part of any of these drug eras.
You were not part of the OxyContin era?
I mean, I took. I'm not saying I never fucking borrowed an OxyContin J every now and then, who mysteriously always seemed to have them.
When I wasn't taking them on the show. When I have a thing I'm into, I will have surplus of it just in that time.
Of course.
Nothing. I still currently am sitting on probably stacks and stacks of dabs. That I'm just like I just don't do dabs anymore.
Yeah, I threw out all my weed stuff.
Yeah,
so, like my gaming room used to just be full of like bongs and dab stuff and fucking rigs and fucking and it's all gone now. It's kind of depressing.
Great old Tom Shalhoub joke. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a bong is a pothead's trophy.
Well, he's such a square guy too. Yeah. That he was like, went over to my friend's house. He had a bong there, and he was like, I was like smoking a little weed there. And he goes, yeah, a little bit. He goes, a little bit. You've purchased a device. Like, he had a great
to
bit
get
on
more
it.
Weed in your body. He's like the bong is like the pothead's trophy. Because if you got a bong, you probably don't have any other trophies. Tom Shalhoub, what's that?
I love that guy.
Good
Tom
guy.
Tom Shalhoub, where are you?
Tom Shalhoub on it.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Might be his only appearance.
I think so.
Yeah. That's why he never came back.
Oh, so we went to this.
He was like, this skinny bitch is going to puke on a plane. I'm out.
So he was a fan. You wouldn't think, but he was a big fan of Legion of Skanks. Yeah, he used to tell me all the time, like, I just love it.
OxyContin era, we went to this concert, and we were walking back to Sal's place from it, and it just, Christine was just like trailing behind a little bit. And I just looked back, and she just did like a, she like, I mean, like shot it up in the air, but like away from everybody, so no one else saw it but me. Good. My last public puke might be the one with Dave Attell when I fucking, I mean, that was horrible.
Well, he puked all that red wine up on the show.
Yeah. Oh, that was after that.
That was crazy. But to be honest with you, to be fair, it was kind of a bit. Like,
oh,
you
yes,
were
no,
puking.
Jay would have gone to the bathroom.
Yeah, no.
And you said, for the bit, stay and puke on the show.
And I just had a garbage can and violently puked into it.
But still, and I would pop up to ask, was it Dan St. Germain, like real questions? I'm like, I go, tell me what a writer's room's like over it.
It was so gross. I will say, out of all the eras, I feel like the OxyContin era was maybe the best.
It was very short-lived for me.
The first couple, the problem is the first couple times you're like, oh, I can handle a full oxy. You take a full oxy, you're like, that was a bad idea. But you start cutting them into quarters, the time-release ones.
Pill splitter.
I had a fucking razor blade. I would just fucking slice them in half and then in half again. And I would take a quarter at a time throughout the whole day. You take one OxyContin throughout the entire day, broken down into four different pieces.
Yeah, this is a pretty good system until Lewis had to sell that razor for more Oxy money.
Yeah, it was a goddamn nightmare.
And then you can't cut them. You have to take the whole thing. Yeah, you do the whole thing once because it's a pill, and you go, yeah, I'm going to take the pill. And then you go, I should have taken that pill. I'm sweating, and I'm cold.
I'm nauseous.
And I'm nauseous as shit, and I don't feel good. And then you get on the other side of that, and you're like, it was all worth it.
It was like that scene on The Wall. You're like fucking covered in towels.
You come out of your cocoon.
Yeah.
Hello. It really is a, man, what a warm blanket. But, it would make you nauseous as shit. And that's literally my trajectory of OxyContin was that. Me and Christine would split a pill, and then it got to like three quarters.
Aww.
Then it got to three quarters, and then when it was like we weren't feeling something after that, I was like, "Should we just take the rest of the pill?" And we were like, "Yeah." And then that's it, like no more, because it was like we built a tolerance that quick. Yeah. I'm like, "Nah, fuck
that." I mean,
that.
We were the comedian that was selling them to us was making a killing off the Gas Digital Network.
What's funny was I think
he
actually needs them.
He killed three of our friends.
Well, I think it's also that like he's. What's funny was he had them because he's always in excruciating body pain, but it was more worth it for him to just sell them to his junky friends.
Oh, goddamn it, dude! There was that era.
You walk with a hunch now.
I do remember, like, I don't know why. I think this was. It was at some show. It was like before, definitely, it's got to be at least 8-9 years ago because before I had kids and was married. But it was like me and Lewis, I think Rob Bernstein was there, maybe Zach was there. We were doing some gig and we just like took pain pills and then we did the show and then we went to a bar after the show. And whatever it is, I just remember in that moment being like, I have achieved the perfect, whatever it is, balance of oxy and alcohol. And just
and
sitting
weed.
And weed probably too. And just sitting at the bar, and I remember sitting at the bar like kind of nursing a beer at this point, and I just felt like I was sinking into my bar seat. Like that, and you're just like, this is so great.
Dude, as we're talking about it's making me want OxyContin right now. You know when you watch like an old movie or somebody smoking a cigarette, you're like, that looks fucking great. Reminiscing about Oxy right now. This is some nice stuff.
Dude, it's funny. My mom, I think, had
do drugs, kids.
My mom had a little dance with Percocet when I was younger, and I didn't quite get it. Like, one, I didn't really see a personality shift in or anything.
It's a weird thing to walk into your mom's room and she's just dancing with a Percocet.
No, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, she was like, I never like saw anything in her that I was like, that she had a problem with anything. I know she got like migraines, so that's why she had them. But she was definitely taking them too much, and I didn't quite get it. And
she
then
had
when
your
I,
grains?
When I got, yeah. When I got my wisdom teeth out, and like they gave me Norco, and Ari was like, I don't take that. He goes, I have a Percocet. He's like, I'll give you one of those. And later that night, like, my tooth started hurting bad. And so I was like, I'm going to take it. And I took it. And I mean, it was a half hour later where I was like, I could see why you'd want to feel like this every day.
Yeah.
When I got my wisdom teeth
every day, this would feel great.
I remember they gave me a thing of Percocet. I think they gave me like a 7-day, you know, I was like 19 or something. So this is like back then they were a little looser with the things. They gave me like a 7-day Percocet thing. And he goes, just wait. You know, see if you're in pain, if the pain's too much for you.
You were already taking seven of them.
I mean, I bought two. I went home. I bought two before the Novocaine had worn off. I went home just playing video games, like fucking smoking weed. You're not supposed to smoke after you got that, doing everything wrong. And I called him, I'm pretty sure the next day. And I was like, hey, could I get a refill on the Percocet? And he literally went, what? You finished it already? He goes, no.
You finished it already, doctor.
Yes. It's ridiculous. It's just when you're like 20 or whatever. I
dropped them.
You just handed me drugs. So yeah, last night was awesome.
Can I have more drugs, sir?
Getting my wisdom teeth removed and then they're like, you can't smoke. I was like, well, I'm not smoking. So let's figure this out.
So you're saying you can't smoke on this side of my mouth, but like the other side of my mouth?
What I would do is I would smoke it and then I would like leave the side cracks of my mouth open so it wouldn't be like an actual suction, because the suction causes the blood clot to pop out and you get dry socket.
Dry socket, dude.
Which I've gotten once in my life, which is brutally painful.
They tell you it is. I just did what I did was
Harrington deals with dry socket every time he tries to fuck Alex.
She's a real dry socket. That Alex.
Dry socket for Harrington.
I would take a paper towel and squish it into like a tooth shaped square.
Yeah, and shove
just
it in
wear
there
it so I could smoke.
Yeah,
a commitment.
We were addicts.
I would do that exact motion today.
Yeah. That's what I would do. I would put like gauze.
Put down
on very nervous smoke.
Yeah. Now I'm protected.
Oh, God damn it.
And now I'm protected. Let's get into some of these interns, yeah?
Let's go. I'm excited. This is our last first round submissions, right? We're done after this. Wow, dude, we nail it every time.
Dude, we've gotten so good at this.
We're so good at that.
Damn, we rule. What are some of these names we have?
I haven't seen some of these, so if they stink or anything, we could edit it out.
I hope they stink.
This one I have seen. This is Paul. Give it one moment.
Paul.
Well. Paul.
Well, Paul.
Are we trying to not like start, stop and start once we start playing?
My name is Paul, and I would be an extremely overqualified intern at Legion's
Pause
game.
Pause it.
Good video quality so far.
Great cauliflower
good lighting.
Ear. You know that he doesn't even got to say he does MMA. We know it just from his ears.
And but I'm just saying, good lighting, good video so far.
Nice
I
magnet
think, no?
lav. Got a magnetic lav on.
Okay, so far we like it.
He's got equipment.
He's wearing the outfit that every comedian wears. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody at all just thinks about their backdrop.
Nope.
I mean, if this isn't the highest quality video submission you guys get, I will kill myself. I'm a software engineer by day and an absolute wizard in Photoshop, Premiere Pro, After Effects by night. And I can fuck around in Microsoft Word if Jay needs a essay written as well. And I'm also a jiu-jitsu purple belt, but I do not need to fight Lewis. Having a title of intern at age 28 with a wife does seem quite embarrassing, but I'd like to learn more about this because I honestly don't know much about it. I don't know if it's paid. I don't know jack shit other than I would be pretty nasty at it. If you'd like to see more of my dumb face and videos, you can check out at Silent Black Horse on all the socials to see videos I make.
This guy's a fucking dreamboat.
Yeah.
He's too good for us.
Maybe.
But no, I mean, this was a good
I mean, this guy's definitely
submission.
Gonna break up Alex's happy home.
So he said he doesn't know if it pays.
That was a little bit of an
Paul,
issue.
Because
it does not. It certainly does not. Let's say it costs.
Paul, you are too qualified, and your wife will lose respect for you over the course of time with this.
It is a very good submission, though, and he's very tangible with what he can do. He claims to be a wizard at this shit, which is impressive sounding.
Why don't you apply to take the job of someone who currently works here?
That's a better idea. Well, to be honest with you, every intern that's won the Intern Olympics has gotten a real job, right? I think has anyone ever won?
Yeah. Everybody who wins ends up quitting in a few months.
Yeah, and the first, too good for us. And then the first second, and third, center, fourth place.
Second runner up. And I don't think every one of them was too good for us if we go through the list. But I'm not going to say.
Becky won.
Barely lifted a finger for us after that. Let's be real.
Fucking Becky.
Rodriguez?
Yeah, little Becky Rodriguez with her broken pussy. She won.
Did she have a broken snatch?
You remember she broke her snatch?
On a pommel horse.
Accent.
Oh, right. She busted her snatch on a pommel horse. Oh, right.
Are you willing to bust your balls on a pommel horse, Paul? That's what I want to know. Pommel horse? Pommel horse? Guys, it's early. He's fine. You know, I will say that he's a little intense.
Yeah, but I'm not like necessarily looking for like, you know, sometimes like when they try too hard to be funny, they're almost like, all right, that's not really what we're hiring for. He's at least telling you, look, I have these skills.
No, he's got great skills. And look,
his skills are high level, sounds like. I mean,
it's also, they're just saying this.
I mean, he's a software engineer.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a value in and of itself. Lie to me.
Yeah.
Lie to me to get your foot in the door.
I don't mind a liar.
I promise, I'll believe.
We were scoring out of five, right?
Five folks.
Please don't leave me.
I'll start the scoring. I'll give him a 3.5 folks. He was good, but whatever his vibe is, I think he thinks he's too good for it, and not in a funny way, like Double D.
My concern is genuinely that he might be too good for it. I'm going to agree with Lewis. 3.5 folks.
I'm going to... Fuck.
You're going to fuck him?
Fuck, dude. I'm trying to fuck.
This purple
belt. I'm trying to fuck.
Dude, I'm going
to
give him a purple asshole.
I mean, give him five. That's purple probably your Nurples. Best path.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'm trying to fuck.
Or maybe give him a zero, neg him.
Yeah, zero. No, I was going to give him a four.
All right. That's solid score.
That's a solid. It's a great score.
I'm almost worrying. I feel like the negativity on him, like, I feel like I'm pushing him through for someone that... we'll see what happens.
No, you're not... He was good. And if he's willing to come and be in the Intern Olympics, and they could turn into a real job eventually. The only people who stay interns are people that don't actually have any other skills. Like, Jake has been a very long-running dab turn, but it's because he hasn't put any work into anything else. But this bit this past week, it was great. I mean, maybe we'll give him a show. I don't know what to do with Jake. We'll make him a leprechaun, and we can send him out to the street, and that'll be a new show that we do on Gas Digital.
He was great.
He was incredible.
Damn, he did good.
Yeah. But I mean, that's not tangible. This, what Jake's good at.
I can't
is not...
put financial value on dressing like a leprechaun.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to figure out how we can pay Jake to dress like a leprechaun and give $1 to black people. I don't understand how to get there.
It's just.
I'm trying.
It's such a seasonal gag.
I want another coffee. Do you guys mind if I put one
could
on?
Could you make me one?
Yeah, and we're going to have to like. If we take a quick break before the next
one.
Well,
what's the deal? Jay's the one. I mean, I got. What's
your sense? Where you guys have coffee ready?
We're at 50.
What'd you say?
I'll smoke into the coffee. I'll start a cigarette.
Yeah, we'll do a quick,
Jay has
quick 15 five.
Minutes.
No, he said it's 11:15.
Okay, that's fine for me, too. Let's go to the. We gave this guy a score. Let's go to the next submission.
Yeah. We took a full disclosure. We just took a little break and went outside in what feels like, I believe, like old timey England weather.
it's like a dense London fog out there.
1700s and fucking outside of a castle in Manchester.
Yeah, he goes, let's get through these because I have to go catch Jack the Ripper.
I would describe the weather as cobblestone.
Christ almighty. Yeah. They just
live
like this. Are
you familiar with the dragon filled world of Reign of Fire?
If my weather was like this, I would also never take care of my teeth. What's the point?
What's the point?
So dreary.
All right, this is 2 of 7.
Yeah, no one's seen me smile anyway. You don't need good teeth when you're always like this.
I need the umbrella.
Hats are a must. Right, overcoats.
This guy's got like a very like
this is Benjamin,
like child star, all grown up look.
Yeah. He really does. It also looks like he might be able to make your nose bleed with his thoughts.
He looks like ugly. He looks like ugly Jeff Dye.
He goes, Dave, look into my soul.
What are you doing to me?
I'm stealing your dreams. This guy has scanner's powers.
Hey guys, I'm interested in the internship role. I think I can bring a lot to it. I'm currently a research intern at the World Trade Organization in Geneva.
Boo.
What? Before that, I was a policy consultant for the OECD.
A policy consultant.
Why do you want to be here?
And prior to that, research coordinator at
Things
a business
school. Things got pretty crazy in the political landscape this year.
Here in Lausanne. I don't know a lot about podcasts or the show,
styling my hair.
I could do Excel stuff.
If you're wondering, I sleep Python, on my right side.
Now, I am a prey animal, which is why my eyes are on the side.
But I swear, I feel like he's going to go, not funny, Dave. What the fuck? Dave, you're coming at me wrong. I'm trying to give my credits and stats.
You're coming at me all sideways, Dave.
Dave, you're about to fuck with the wrong bull, mister. You're about to bring out the hawk's talons. Yeah.
Him responding fuck with to the our commentary.
It's just Dave, great. I'm being patient. Let me get through this. Huh?
You know, it used to all be straight. You used to all be left from here. Good God Almighty. 1.5 years, 2 years max.
This guy scares me.
It used to be all straight from there. In any event, I don't live in America, so I would require visa sponsorship. I assume with the show's resources.
People just sending this to their friends. He doesn't know the show. He doesn't know what the job is.
This is wacky as shit. I don't know podcasts. I'm not familiar with the show.
But I work at the World Trade Organization, and I'd like to intern on Legion of Skanks.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like the Avengers building?
Yeah, it is. You do know.
And also, I can smell your cancer.
That's not a problem. Just let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let the voting commence.
I mean, that's just, I don't know if this was supposed to be a joke, but that end part was completely disqualifying. I don't live in the country and I'd need you to sponsor.
And I don't know the podcast or anything about the contest.
We are not a real business. We can't sponsor an immigrant.
I don't know the podcast. I don't know podcasts. I don't know this show. I'm heavily involved in politics. Nothing about.
Sounds like a Dave Smith problem.
Yeah, is this guy like the worst undercover assassin coming to kill Dave? He goes, I'll kill Dave Smith and I'll make him pay for it.
He's evil.
Nice try, European assassin. But you gotta wake up pretty early in the morning.
Dave, you particularly, I think I could help with social media.
I mean, I'll start the voting. I'm gonna give him zero folks.
I mean, it's got to be a zero just because I don't live in the country and I need you to figure out my green card status is a disqualifying.
Well, I've done that 0.5, so he kills me last.
I've done that once for one person ever, and that was Aaron Berg through a poster dog.
You'll never do it again.
Well, this cocksucker, I got him in the country. He wrote a book and thanked everyone but me. He thanked Big J, Jim Gaffigan. It was insane. Gaffigan in the book. That was actually, no Jim Gaffigan.
Actually, one of our, the funniest, like, to me, like, memorable things on this show in my top 10 is being on the show. Aaron coming on the show and not thinking ahead enough. Aaron Berg, we did it at Kumia's house, and he brought the book for me, and he goes, Jay, open the page, whatever. And he shows the page where he thanks a bunch of comedians, myself included. And then I read the whole thing, and he just wasn't thinking that sitting at that table also, not just Dave, but it was Dante and Lewis. Lewis, who did a lot to make sure Aaron was able to stay in the country. Dante, who found him an apartment and clothed him for the first. Two people who genuinely helped him. I've done nothing for Aaron Berg ever. And I was
Aaron was wearing Dante's socks as pants. Oh, look at these studded socks. They fit right on my legs.
He gave me a bunch of thigh highs. A bunch of thigh highs and a bunch of dresses with hoods.
We literally got him the visa to be able to work in the country through our business. And he fucking just was like, yeah, I'm not going to thank you for it.
He didn't thank Lewis or Dante. And he thanked me. And I was like, thank you. He's like, I've done nothing for you.
At that time, Big J barely knew Aaron's name.
Berg, right?
All right, let's go to the next guy.
The guy got a 0.5.
Yep. This is Gerard.
Gerard. Gerard or Gerard?
J-A-R-R-O-D, Gerard.
Jared? Up, gangs? You mean Jared?
I think the best way is to get your attention for this Springtown Olympics is to stand out a little bit. So here are some quick little fun facts about me. I'm $350,000 in debt at the age of 22. I've had cancer.
That's an impressive amount of debt to have at that age.
He might just said it. He said he had cancer.
Oh, medical debt. Wow.
It might be.
It has to be.
Dollars in debt at the ripe age of 22. I've had cancer and clearly survived it because, I mean, look at this hair. This isn't chemo hair right here.
Stop showing us your hairline, you weirdos.
I've done comedy. I lived in Canada for nearly a year doing comedy, and then I gave up. So that's another little fun fact about me. And what else is, I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff, man. I still have my own podcast that I produce, so I'm pretty handy with computers and editing and shit like that. And I think I'd have a lot of fun being an intern at Gas Digital. So if you want some good old Australian diversity running through the team, then hit me up. Let's see what happens.
Didn't we almost particularly say that we can't import people? And
no,
be
he might live here, though. No, I think he lives here. I think he's just saying he's from. And I will say that the other white English speaking diversity is my favorite diversity of all. So I'll give him that. I'll say I like this guy. He actually seems like, you know, like cool. There's the thing is, like, when you're applying for a thing, he goes a little bit about me to separate myself. And then the thing about him is he's in a lot of debt and he used to be sick. Is like that adds nothing to
those
us.
Those are all negatives. You're making me sad,
no,
dude.
That's not true. That's not true. A lot of cancer jokes. It opens up a world we didn't have necessarily.
I guess
he's
a point.
He's got the
to
energy
that.
Of the weather outside right now.
Yeah. Fucking this guy's Gerard the Dreary.
I'm gonna give him a good score just because we can call him Gerard the Dreary.
I'm gonna give him a 2 because he also, again, really didn't say other than he has a podcast he produced.
Look, that's relevant, right?
He says, I'm good with computers and editing. That's a relevant thing. I don't mind the comedy thing because he already said he quit.
Yeah.
Dave
hates a comic in these.
No, I'm not. I don't hate it. It's just more of a negative than a positive. Yeah. I'm not saying like I wouldn't have a comic.
Well, the problem is if you're doing comedy, you know, and we all know this. It's like with like Paco. The reason Paco never became like a full-time producer at Gas Digital, and he's great. Paco's very talented at producing and he helps out with a lot of different things. But ultimately, Paco wants to be a comic.
Yeah.
And that is the real goal. So if that's your end result, this is a path to sort of like, you know, you make some connections, whatever it is, but you're not going
to
really submerge yourself into being
same,
a cog in someone else's wheel.
I think that
you
had the same thing with Robbie. I think you have there's when people are aspiring to do another thing and you're their day job, there's just something where it's like there, and I knew this from when I had day jobs. I was never like fully in the way other people were fully in there because it's like I got my eye on something else. And then on top of that, comics are just incredibly self-centered people, and you're always more. It's like we don't want an intern who's trying to make the thing about them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's like it's great if you can add a thing. If Mike or Alex has a funny line, that's fucking great. It helps the show. But you don't want them to be trying to be the center of the show.
Yeah,
which far too often is the case with comics.
Yeah, that can happen. But also, I said just the time we're in now too. Like young comics are also like these wizards at production and editing and stuff because
they have to for themselves.
They're taking it hands. When I started comedy, I didn't have to know anything about fucking editing. It wasn't even a thing. You got tape.
I did. You guys used me.
No, but I'm saying when I started, you'd get a VHS tape of your set unedited completely.
Yeah.
Maybe like a title put on it with some genius that can figure that out. But like there was nothing to like. You know what I mean? Like now, like the idea of doing a sketch, you'd have to do it like you'd film it sequentially.
Yeah, there's something. Look, somebody who runs their own podcast, like he tells me that. Like, if what I extract from that is that he can put out a product from start to finish, cut clips, edit, which is literally what you need for this job. And if he has it in a tangible way, like somebody went to school that might have more quote unquote like credentials, doesn't mean they can necessarily put something out that can gain traction, understanding an algorithm. There's like other sides to it. I'm giving a very serious response right now.
No, it's a fair point though.
So I don't hate this guy.
Well, Jay gave him a 3. What do you give him?
No, you gave him a 2, right, Jay? Or did you up it?
I said 2.
Oh, you said 2. My mistake.
I'm gonna give him 3, folks.
I'll go 3, folks. Also, okay. There's something about the. I kind of like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, this seems like a very nice kid. And he survived cancer. That's great. I do see the humorous ways to use him, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, wait, here's more video?
No, that's, we watched this. The next one's Frank.
What if it's Frank from Gas Digital? He's like, oh, I want to start over.
My name's Frank. I'm a professional videographer with experience in live broadcast and audio engineering, and I think I'm the ultimate Legion of Skanks intern. I've loved stand-up comedy and podcasts for as long as I can remember and have been a Legion of Skanks fan for years at this point. Wow. Since then, I've worked as a professional videographer, filming, editing, doing VFX, and making high-quality graphics on a desktop.
I mean, this is really what good. I like.
It really makes me...
This is the best submission
already... The best submission we've got so far.
No. Well, there was the other guy who did something similar that I would say would be on par that we put him through. This is better, you say?
Already. Yeah, I think
And he's
it
also
is.
Got a fun gay lisp and fun hair. We can also make fun of him.
There's a lot of fun things we could do with this guy's hair. We get braiding contests.
Ooh.
And
we can get him a clarinet. We can pretend that he's...
I think it was adorable that he got Dave, like, he picked the thing of Dave doing, like, your two vices, like vaping, but also, like... twisting your little hairs.
Oh yeah, he totally did.
But what really makes me the ideal intern is the breadth of my ever-expanding skill set. For example, I recently coded a fully functional Story Wars mobile app that allows fans to play at home with their friends.
What?
That's literally what we're doing.
This guy's
separate email, because you told me there was somebody who sent this stuff.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not published and it's only meant for Gas Digital if you guys find it helpful. And I also sent you guys a fuller demo of the app.
That's awesome.
So basically, if that you need me really to work cool. on anything,
that's literally we're talking
I
about doing
do
a Story
it.
Wars app specifically as a home game for you and your friends. We did it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let everybody play at home. Yeah. That's fucking brilliant.
They're not with the show, but they play by themselves.
No,
like
I understand.
Like
that's
a Jackbox party game.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't come up with that. I already said I wanted to do it. He also came up with it. Parallel thinking. We're on the same page.
He made it.
Well, you know, fine.
Your dumb Steve Jobs energy. Put more phones in this thing. Put more songs on that phone. How do you do it? I don't know how to do it. That's not my lane. Figure it out, monkeys.
I'd also like there to be you could play along with the show. If you want to get an option to.
Not on the app.
Literally, somebody could come here with a fucking flying car, Jay. You could have a flying car, and Lewis would go, I already thought of having a flying car. You go, yeah, but Lewis, he built a flying car. And you go,
no, Jay.
I thought about it. A car that can fly.
So we've talked about this. We don't got to talk.
We got to do more things. I have to go soon.
Yeah, well, look, let's at least finish this one before we...
And
yeah,
I also
I mean,
sent you guys a
this
fuller...
This should have been the finale, because this guy is murdering.
So basically, if you need me to work on anything, I will do it.
Oh,
I'm so excited by
the
opportunity the to
Olympic
put
song.
My skill set towards something that I'm so passionate about.
This
so
nigga is going through.
I mean, some people will say it's night court, but I'd say it's the intern song.
Boom, boom.
I mean, this is a 5 out of 5. You can't do better than this. That was the best submission we've ever had for anything.
It's his game to lose. We have to see what next round is.
Where does he live? Does he live in New York?
That's fucking Denmark. It's another one of the motherfucker. Yeah. Goes, no, if I could just live at your guys' houses in exchange for one of your children.
exchange for a kid. Do a student exchange program.
This guy does rule on every level. I love his hair. I love his lisp. I love his mustache. I love his drumming. I love his app development.
He should
skills.
Be the boss of Gas Digital. He should. There's nobody who should. He should be fucking the after Lewis and Ralph, the head of Gas Digital.
I need some help setting up these drums.
What, your electronic drum set?
It's so complicated looking, dude. There's so much stuff.
Stop it.
Yeah. Do we be
Frank? Are we gonna have another Frank? We can only have one Frank. We have to fire Frank. Yeah, positive Frank is really nice, dude.
Yeah, we're gonna have to make him break.
Yeah, we gotta fucking
all right, Frank.
A negative and a positive Frank is like a battery.
Good job, Frank. Great submission.
Five folks across the board.
Wow.
Okay. I'm giving him 5 folks.
Nice.
Sick.
I'm Drew Lachman, and this is my shot at the Legion of Skanks Intern Olympics. For the past 5 years, I've been grinding, building social media channels from scratch.
Shooting.
My best edit has over 1 million views.
Okay.
I'm a pro at slicing up short and long women. Form
I'm a pro at slicing up short women.
Think I can't put that woman in a jar? Think again.
You know, if you cut south to north, the blood comes out slower.
Content, and I stay locked in to what's trending daily. Dave, ooh, I've been a libertarian since high school. Ooh. I voted for Gary Johnson in 2012. Lewis, I'm an athlete.
I spent the last 3 years building my own road.
I like how his one eye is looking at me and his other eye is looking at you guys. It's pretty sick.
I know. He's an intense looking dude.
I'm terrible with women, and I'm freshly rocking that alone forever life. Your emails are pure gold. Jay, you're the man. Your new Them special had me dying, and I'm super stoked for They coming out on 420.
Thanks,
right
bro.
Now, I'm in Seattle, where I'm the athletics director at a private club, sort of like Equinox.
You're an athletics director?
But for what I make,
plenty of women to slice up here.
You can't tell it from looking at me, but I'm a fucking triathlete.
I'm a unit.
I'm not good with girls. Wink. Big old capital wink.
A lack in podcast experience, I more than make up for it in Hustle. I'm obsessed with podcasts.
Why is everybody who wants to work for Gas Digital tongue too attached to the bottom of their mouth?
Yeah.
I think I do fantastic there, Dave.
New York City is a goal I'm dead set on reaching. Gas Digital is my dream job. So what do I bring? I'll edit clips that I'll pull millions of views and hook new listeners. I've got fresh ideas for new bits, stories, and show concepts. Plus, I'm all about next level customer service. And I'm ready to elevate the studio. Skanks, thanks for everything
we
you
have to
do.
Put him and
thank
Jorge
you for
in a room and snap a pool cue in half and have them fight it to the death.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got
whoever
Jorge energy,
the,
kind
whoever
of.
Whoever gets to the cue stick first.
I'll say, though, there's actually a very good submission.
It's a great submission.
Yeah. And the thing of being like, look, I've put together these clips and some of them got like over 1 million views is just a huge, like, that's, it's such a tangible, very focused thing that it's like, oh, okay, if you can do that, that is something we're kind of missing.
It does actually drive traffic.
Yes, that's a big deal for us. And, you know, a guy voted for Gary Johnson in 2012. You just can't overlook that.
No, it can't be. It can't be overstated.
Listen, it wasn't quite as good as the last submission, but I'll go 4 out of 5 on that.
Yeah, but all because like the other guy gave such example. Like that guy set such a standard here that I got to go 4.
Oh, he can't be a 5. If that's a 5, this realistically speaking, we should give him a 3. But he's actually good, so I'm going to give him a 3.5.
Yeah. So what's that? 11.5.
And I like him a lot.
Yeah,
I'm going to up it to a 4.
And we're going to get this guy laid.
Yeah, for sure. Alex, get to work.
Alex, let this guy put a baby in you.
Yeah, let him fucking touch your dry socket.
All right, this next one is Jonah.
This is the last one I could do.
What's up, Skanks? I actually don't want to be in any film that sounds pretty gay, to be honest. And I don't think I can get on Kill Tony.
Did you say I don't want to do?
He's doing the old reverse psychology.
He's doing
what
the double
the
D. He's doing the double D.
What's up, Skanks? I actually don't want to be an intern that sounds pretty gay, to be honest. And I don't think I can get on Kill Tony because I'm not a hot chick or a retarded cripple. So I want you niggers to check out my stand-up. So here's a clip.
He said all the
right things. Don't get me wrong, I am a nice guy. I took a big step in my life recently, became an organ donor. But just so my dick can go to a transy if in need. It's actually the only time you can put your dick on a child, and some people will celebrate it. Some people! Not everybody, not everyone's gonna see you as a hero. Okay? I'm just an ally like that.
No.
You know? Ben Wells called me. Check me out on YouTube.
Okay, well, that was just his own plug for us.
By the way, I respect it.
I respect it, too.
I respect the hustle.
I mean, it's going to be a flat-out 0, but I do respect what he did. And I tell you what, don't edit it out. Put a stand-up out there.
No, he did it. He hustled. It wasn't a bad way to play it and get your clip out there.
It wasn't a great joke.
No. I wish
I could give the video and the joke. I wish I could go less than 0.
I wish I could tell 10 years from now this guy, Jonah, is it? What's his name?
Jonah.
I wish I could tell 10 years from now this guy, like, I know you think you want to put it out now. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. But He got it out.
He got the joke out. I mean, you know, look, that's the thing. That's the problem with like comedy now is there's all these people that they got to get clips out. They're just like, no. Cook for 10 years, figure out how to be a comic, figure out how to, then put out good shit. There's a major problem with the comedy industry now is just young comics throwing out clips.
Specials in 3 years of comedy happens like pretty regularly.
Oh, 100%.
About 3 years in.
I remember there was one time we were like making fun of this one guy. I won't say who it was, but he was like saying this thing. He was like bitching about how other people were getting shit and he wasn't getting it. And he goes, dude, I've been doing comedy for 10 years. I've already put out 4 albums. And you were just like, yeah, but that's bad. That's not something to brag about because there is nobody. The greatest comedian of all time didn't have 4 good albums in their first 10 years. That's impossible. It's just not like no one does that. And there is like if you're trying to actually be a great comedian, if that's the goal, it's like. Think about that. Okay, so one day you're going to be like a great comedian. Would you really want the shit from a year and a half in comedy out there? Like, how does that help you?
I'd done all of it. If it was a thing to do back then, listen, I went and did Comic View 6 months into comedy, yeah. And it's like, whatever, it's Comic View, but it's also like, I had no business there, really. Like, but you don't know. You just go through it.
Look, I understand. I understand so the guy's trying to hustle.
There was nowhere to put it out. When I was at this young in comedy, there was
yeah, he might be a funny like I get how that was a funny idea for a joke, but then
he doesn't have delivery. Yet.
He's not killing in the clip though either. So if, like that's the number one thing. It's like be killing in the clip if you're gonna put it out. You know, when you see that a lot too, it'll just be like bad crowd work, but it's just a hot crowd and the crowd's just excited to be there and people.
Some people will put out bad crowd work where there's not a funny joke and it bombs, and then they just put it out on the internet. Here's me not doing good with the crowd.
It's pretty fucking bonkers.
Like, I don't understand. There are some things about just, like, getting it, like, the simplest getting it. And that point that you made, the fact that even has to be said out loud, which it very much does, that it's like, hey, if the clip isn't you doing good, don't put that up. Yeah. No one's making you.
You might as well show people. Do we have any more here? Jay, you have to run.
Jay, I think that was, I actually got to run,
too. How many do we have? It's the last one? Okay, great.
Okay, yeah.
It's the last one. And this guy looks like he's doing some editing.
God damn it. It's going to be really good.
Rama.
I'm going to have to really break it down.
It's 2 minutes.
All right, cock suck.
Piece of shit. You'll be fine. What are they going to do? They need you to do the voiceover stuff.
No, they don't. Did you see what happened to Aaron Berg on Daredevil?
No, what happened?
They put someone else's voice in?
No, they didn't.
He just walks up as a foreman. And he's like, hey, boss, you think we got to do this? They didn't use his voice. And he's pissed about it.
That's hilarious.
Kings, Sprinter, Olympus.
A lot of intro.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Rama. I'm a professional audio engineer, music producer, an international DJ /MC. I've played everything from goth raves and Skid Row to the finest gentlemen's clubs across the country. Wait, in terms of audio, I can do every single thing you need.
Yeah, let's see.
/MC. I've played everything from goth raves and Skid Row to the finest gentlemen's clubs across the country.
He's a DJ.
In terms of audio, I can do every single thing you need from mixing, recording, troubleshooting, and coming up with key backup redundancy plans to make sure none of your precious moments ever escape you. I've ran successful online streaming sites with over 85,000 subscribers, multiple cam setups, and I've never had a blurry camera shot in my entire lifetime. I have my own merch store, so I could do anything with that. I've been extremely adept at Photoshop for over 20 years.
Hell yeah, Jay.
I can create pretty much anything you need. And on top of that, I stay on top of all the new AI technologies to make sure you have that cutting edge on your team.
And last but not least, I'm really a vampire.
This video because I saw the lack of grit.
Dude, what if like someone comes behind him and like rips down his backdrop and so it's a sunny window and he just fucking turns die, creature of the night!
So I'm currently hiding from Van Helsing. But beyond
that, all the other submissions, and it really disgusted me. The meteoric rise of Legion of Skanks is undeniable, and you guys deserve better. Your fans deserve better. So now here I am to help you achieve your goals and take you to the next level. Thank you for your time.
Now, yeah, I used to be off work at midnight every night because that's when I must feed.
I only require blood.
This guy's got the skills.
Between the job of DJ and that haircut, he has the douchiest job and haircut imaginable.
Yeah.
But it was a very good submission video.
It was a good submission good video. Submission. There's something off about this guy, though. Am I wrong?
Alex
wants to chime in here.
I just feel like a big part of this is the vibe of the person. They are going to have to be around us a lot, you know? It's like...
Yeah, I don't know if I want fucking... Satanic Bible over here kicking it around every day.
He's like, so I can speak in tongues. And
what is going to happen when we have to start the show on the live show and he has to go, everybody put your hands together. Show you start the fucking show. And he's going to clap and go nuts for us at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he's like,
make some fucking noise. Welcome to the gun show.
I'm a little thrown off by his energy.
It's like sometimes I go, can you picture him in Jamaica?
Oh,
you
know? Him in Jamaica.
That's part of
just
it.
Just barefoot,
you know?
In a black suit. I'll tell you this. I'm going to give this guy, I'm going to go, here's my thought. I'm going straight down the middle. It was 2.5. I'm going to give him the extra 0.5 because it does seem like he has, when he listed his resume there at the end, he does a lot of shit we could use. And...
If Jay kind of likes his hair.
If the wells and run dry, I'd like to ask this guy what products he's using for sure.
Jay doesn't actually mind his vibe.
I want a
look.
DNA test. Is this Jay's little brother?
Jay's like, why are you guys being so hard on this guy? This guy's awesome.
No nepotism here, but I mean, the guy's got the little slice in the eyebrow that I'm fucking feeling a lot. His 5 o'clock shadow's on point. Soft, nice lips.
Yeah, this is kind of what Jay's going for.
Is this not how I am? Do I not read like this to you guys?
It's like Jay, but with a little like might have to get a job at some point.
Very much might have to. As an intern for a show. I'm giving him a 3.
I was going to give him a 3 as well. I think it's like, I'm just trying to grade it in comparison. If I gave 5 and 4 to the other guys, he's a little behind them, but he did have a very good
go
video.
To the end of his thing. He wrote all of his skill sets at the end, right?
Yeah.
Like he had go back. What is, it's a lot of stuff.
He shows is that his logo? Mastering. Is that his vampire logo? It is, dude.
Yeah.
He's like a vampire punisher.
Sound design, custom music, scoring, sound effects, audio tech.
Pussy eating.
I feel like mastering and audio tech should be in the same
magic
category.
Performance.
Remote recording, live recording, redundancy plans. What is a redundancy plan?
It's having like a recording and a backup recording.
I see. We have that.
He also has it skills. If you see that, he could be a haunted clown.
Yeah. It's like, I'll tear a child's arm off of the sewer.
He goes, I'm prepared to live in the sewer. I also am part it. I have some it on my mom's side. I think Pennywise fucked my great-grandmother. So I forget how it is. It's through blood. It is through blood.
He had other things at the end.
Until next time.
Play it. I can see Jake getting that printed on the hood of his new truck.
Vance.
Oh, he isn't. We were making a joke about him being a vampire, but he is.
Yeah, no doubt. And for sure.
He missed 100% of the shots you don't take if your gun held sideways. Black Wayne Gretzky. Okay.
Not a joke teller, per se.
Is Wayne Gretzky, is he the originator of that fucking...
Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, the Wayne Gretzky quote.
Wayne Gretzky.
So
Wayne Gretzky.
I don't know that.
Yeah. I feel like he's got a lot of skills, but I hate his guts. I hate his fucking guts.
I know. This
so
guy definitely tries.
1.5.
This guy definitely likes women to see him reading a book with glasses he doesn't need.
I do think he is one of those people who identifies as a vampire,
yeah,
which was
a
thing for quite a while. Me and Lewis used to know someone who sold tickets who was a vampire. He was the first vampire I ever met.
Yeah.
And I remember him explaining it to me, literally being like, well, the thing is, I'm a vampire. And I'd be like, what? Well, no, you're not.
It's 1 o'clock.
What does that mean?
You're on a street corner in Times Square.
2012, and you can say somebody's just not a vampire when they tell you.
You go, first off, this was 2004, and he was way ahead of the identifying as something game, and I'd never even heard of it before, and I went, well, that's stupid. You can't identify as a thing. And also, he was like a 45-year-old who was selling comedy club tickets. Yeah. He was just a loser.
Also, he did sort of have Big J vibes, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, also...
He really did have Big J vibes, true.
First of all, the guy was 1,045 years old. He got bit when he was 45 years old, 1,000 years ago.
He's like, so all I need you guys to do is to give me a visa to transfer from Transylvania to the United States.
If you could help me out. All I have is a chalice and a candelabra.
Yeah.
Did everyone give him a score?
I gave him 1.5.
I gave him a 3.
All right. So who moves on? Do we have the official?
We do. We have Paul in third place.
Okay.
Drew in second place and Frank in first place.
Nice.
How many are you taking total?
If we only take two, it's Frank and Drew. I think we have six so far.
Drew's but the one that was from not, Seattle.
All of them may not come, though. All of them might not be able to make it to New York on Monday. That happens.
Take three, just account for
who doesn't. And then if anything, we could chop them in half on Monday, like literally.
Well, that's not how you kill them. You need a stake through the heart.
That'll do nothing.
That's just going to make create two vampires.
Garlic just slows them down. I have to go.
All right. Very fun show. Thank you, guys.
Love you all. Thank you for hanging out.
We didn't do plugs. You want to get your plug out first, and then we'll do it at the end of the show?
BigJComedy.com. Watch them.
Sick.
Bye.
Bye, Jay. Dave, you want to plug it up?
Yeah, ComicDaveSmith.com. I'll be all over the road and partoftheproblem.com. That's all.
Very cool. LewisofSkanks.com. Come see me live on tour, the Bring Five Friends tour. I'm going everywhere. 4 months until I film my next special, so make sure you guys come and see me on the road. Support that. It's really a big help. Subscribe to Gas Digital. If you love this show, we do an uncensored and ad-free version of the show, usually live from the stand, plus a bonus show, the Friday Night Hang, every Friday night just for subscribers. Use the promo code LOS. You get it uncensored, ad-free, pre-release, and you get to be a part of the Racist Live Chat, which is always a ton of fun. Get Skank for Sickness on May 2nd, and just enjoy your lives, everyone.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.